the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. She was kind of rough when she was a younger lad, a younger gal. Let's talk organic gardening, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. This is Dirt Doctor Radio. We're broadcast across the country. People listen online as well. In fact, radio stations aren't carrying all 3 hours of the show. That's one of the other ways that you can listen. We stream all the shows live. There's podcasts of the shows as well, and also an app, a Dirt Doctor app. So lots of ways to tune in to the going zone, and we'd love to have you involved with us. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Hope you can spare a little time to join us here in some way, and hope you have a great rest of the day and the weekend. We've got, I guess one of the things in the news here is it's really hot, not as hot as Arizona is today, but we're hot the last couple of days. I haven't sweated as much in a long time. Worked in the gardens myself the last couple of days doing them, primarily removing stuff. Things from all the heavy rain have grown so fast in some cases, crowding out each other and things like that. Just did a lot of work removing things, thinning things out, putting material in the compost, and getting rid of invasive little seedlings and things that are popping up here and there and all that. So I wanted to tell you one more time that the Natural Organic Certification course you can find on dirtdoctor.com. If you go to the homepage, the buttons that rotate there, one of them is, you'll see the big seal, Texas Organic Research Center. Click on that and it takes you to the information about the course. One of the things we're changing about the natural organic course is the way we're explaining it. Apparently, some people, if not a pretty good percentage of people, thought it was only for people in the industry, professionals, landscape contractors and architects and nurseries and things like that. And it is for them. It gets into enough detail for people that are making their living that way. But it also was written and done for the homeowner and done with enough just common sense and the way I try to explain each chapter. Beneficial to children and adults as well, and people that are wanting to learn about it just for to maintain their own place or to understand the natural organic program a little bit better so that they can instruct and oversee the maintenance that other people are doing in their garden. So it's both. It's both for homeowners and people in the biz, and you can click on the button and read all about the 15 different chapters and what's in it and all that kind of thing. We do have a contest going on, and maybe I made this one a little too hard because we've only had one guess at what the photograph represents. The photograph is on the same home page there and alternates with the information about the course. If you identify what's going on with that leaf, I'll give you a hint. It's an insect that has caused that specific damage on the leaf that you see in that shot. You win a course. You win one of the natural organic certification courses. Value is $195. And by the way, for people that are in the business or nonprofit organizations and different groups like that, there is a way to get certain discounts for those people that are signing up for more than one or in the nonprofit arena or something like that. And if you've got any questions about it, give me a call. We can chat about it on the air. The number, again, when you hear somebody hang up, 866-444-3478. Adonica in Plano calling about poison ivy as well. It's one of the last subjects we talked about. What can it do for you?
Good morning. I'm very allergic to poison ivy. I live close to a creek, so there's always little poison ivy plants popping up. Uh-huh. And about 5 years ago, I got my bottle of concentrated orange oil and just poured a little bit on it, and it kills them within a day. And
wow.
They don't come back there. And I do that. I keep a bottle for that all the time because birds are always replanting some in different areas.
Sure, sure.
It works really, really good. I know the orange oil is kind of expensive, but I just use a little bit, and it kills it dead away.
You use straight orange oil?
Mm-hmm.
And you pour it right on the base of the plant where it's coming out of the ground?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you used it on different size poison ivy plants? Or?
Usually I catch them because I watch for them very closely because I'm allergic to them.
Yeah.
And they're usually no more than 4 inches tall at the most.
All right.
And I just pour it right on the leaves and, you know, of course, it goes down into the base and it kills it dead away.
Well, that's a good tip, and we've had other conversations kind of in this same vein this morning. Did you hear the caller before said she sprayed vinegar on the foliage and
I
did it over and over and killed out some big plants.
Right.
I tell you what I might throw in here that fits in with both of these conversations is you might be able to, in a more cost-effective way, use orange oil, vinegar, and hydrogen peroxide to drench the base of them. All three of those might work. I had never thought about this approach, and I'm really intrigued with this. The fourth category would be the fatty acid organic herbicides like Scythe and Burnout and those kind of products.
Uh-huh.
And it may be that alternating all four of them might work real well, and it might be that mixing a mix of more than one of those together and pouring it on might work. The fact that orange oil works is great. My only misgiving there is, like you suggested, it might be a little bit pricey to go.
And actually, you said the base of the plant, I actually more hit the leaves, I think.
Well, if it's small plants, you probably hit the leaves, but also got some into the root zone as well. I think both is critical, and I think that's what's working for you.
Right. Well, it really helps me because I can kill them just right like that any time I spot them.
I appreciate the tip, and everybody out there does too.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. I like that. That sounds good. We may get to a pretty reasonable way to control poison ivy other than Roundup here pretty quickly. Joe in Mountain Home, Arkansas, next up. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Howard. There was a commercial on TV about, I don't know whether it's Tyson Chicken or one of those, they, instead of feeding or giving their chickens antibiotics, they use oregano oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, I have chickens myself, and I was wondering if I could make that up myself. And how effective, have you ever heard if that's effective, as this commercial says on TV?
Yeah, I think oregano oil is very powerful and helps with a lot of different things. Now, whether you could make your own essential oil that would work as well as a commercial product, I'd kind of doubt that. But I think that just making a tea from oregano, in fact, was thinking when I saw your call coming up that I've let my oregano get shaded out and don't even have any right now. I need to replant some in some pots and get it going again. But I think eating it fresh, mixing it in food, making a tea out of it, all those things, you get the same kind of benefits. In fact, in a lot of cases, you probably get even more benefit eating the fresh oregano.
Yeah, I know. I use it like for marinating meat and things like that, and it's great. I just wonder if I could even add it to the water for my chickens.
I'd give it a whirl and see what you think.
Yeah,
they'd like it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know. Anyway, it was just a thought. I don't give ours antibiotics anyway. They free range. But when I saw that, I says, oh, wow, if it could just help them out even extra, that would be nice.
I think it's a great idea. You're in charge of that research. Let us know what you see.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, it's one of the things. We've got a book on herbs. Texas Herb book, and we've got oregano in there and talk about a lot of the benefits. It's also a very easy herb to grow. It's one that, as you're just getting a herb garden going or a vegetable garden going, planting some oregano down around the base of some other plants is a fun thing to do, and I need to do it myself. Howard Garrett back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice Formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with SmartPot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat, and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to SmartPots.com. That's SmartPots.com. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life.
Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to talk to Bob in Southeast Tarrant County, it says. Hey, Bob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Actually, I made a mistake. We're in the southwest part of
southwest,
Tarrant County.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, I've got a post oak here. It's got about a 7-foot circumference.
Okay.
And about 3 weeks ago, a third of the tree, the leaves turned brown. You know, just slowly, and it's continuously losing leaves even now, but it's putting on new leaves. And we just noticed this morning there's another section that is starting to turn brown, and yet some of the areas that have not turned brown, there's new growth.
Okay. Well, that's a little strange. I think probably what's going on is that you remember we had a huge amount of rain. And we had a pretty cool spring as a result of that. Even the days in between the rain events was just, we had some beautiful, beautiful days. And I think the plants got a little spoiled. They kind of like that, you know. And then all of a sudden, a few days ago, we started getting 95 and higher temperatures and extremely high humidity. I think that probably that shock, I've seen it on some of the plants, even in my own place. It's been kind of inconsistent, and I've seen it out around as I've driven around, and it probably is what happened there, and that's why you're seeing the leaves rebounding, is that it was just a temporary kind of a slap upside the head environmentally that caused what happened there. The other possibility is that through the heavy rain, there was an area on that side of the tree where the leaves died that stayed absolutely sopping wet. It was a perch water table or something like that. That could have caused a defoliation. But in both cases, as the temperature now changes, even though it's really hot, it's getting back to a more normal situation. The tree is trying to rebound. I would recommend, Bob, doing the sick tree treatment with post oaks. I always, since it's such a delicate tree, you know, it's a native tree, but it really is a pretty delicate tree in a lot of ways. I'd cut the rates that I recommend about in half. And the sick tree treatment's explained on our website, but it's basically aeration, which you don't necessarily need to do if you have sandy acid soil. But the compost, the rock minerals, and the sugars, just put them on the surface of the soil, and I think it would be appreciated by your post oaks.
Yeah, we've been organic for over 30 years now.
Okay, great.
So we've been following you for a long time, almost as long as you've been on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I think it's just a temporary environmental deal.
Okay. Just to let you know, we have an elm tree that's probably got about a 4-foot circumference. It's about 40 feet from this post oak.
Uh-huh.
And we moved on the property. It had a lot of oh, what's that plant? It's a parasite.
Mistletoe?
Mistletoe in it, and it is slowly disappearing.
Yeah, the organic program will do that, especially the sick tree treatment, because it's a, you know, kind of a beefed up version of it. That's fun to watch, something that works that simple, and it's good to show people. I don't have that documented real well as far as photography. I'd like to have shots of a tree through the years with that transition going on. If it's still doing that, take some pictures for me and let us have some of your photography.
Yeah, okay. The only way I can take pictures of it is when it's lost all of its leaves, because it is so thick and dark.
Is it a cedar elm or American elm?
Probably a cedar elm. It's not American elm.
The smaller leaves, your thumbnail size? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great.
That is so dark. And I can see right now there's probably about 6-inch growth on it.
Well, that's great. All right. It likes the rain. I think the post oaks just are a little shocked with the big change, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, we've got 14 other post oaks that all look great.
That's good. All right.
Thanks a lot.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
The organic program works better in every way is the thing that we try to push on, convince people to understand as much as possible. That's what I talk about in the online course quite a bit. Let's go to North Dallas and talk to Ike next. Hello, Ike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nutsedge.
Okay, what about it?
I'm not moving. I started off with two plants last year, and I must have 100 this year.
Where is it? Is it in a landscape bed, in the turf? Where you got it?
It's in my garden. My garden, I take and put leaves on it every year. I just put about a foot of leaves on the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I just scratch back whatever I want to plant and plant it in there and let the tree. But somehow or another, I got a start of this stuff, and it is. I've dug it, I have pulled it, thrown it in the street, and this. Let me tell you, this stuff.
And that's
it was edible.
That's pretty tough, and the way to get rid of it is to kill it with kindness. You can put some molasses on it real heavily if it's in the vegetable garden. The first thing that I'd say to you, though, is that you really don't need to worry about it except on root crops, because when it's growing around tomatoes and okra and squash and things that are producing above ground, it's not hurting anything at all. In fact, there's even some evidence that it'll help production in some ways. But there is a way to get rid of it. Can you hold on with me so we're not rushed, and I'll talk to you when I come back?
Yes.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Ike about nuts edge. You still there, Ike?
Yes, and I've got a couple of items here. I have beets and turnips, but
wait
I don't
a minute. Let's finish talking about nuts edge a second.
Okay.
I've got some tips for you on how to control it, and some of it relates to this poison ivy talk that we've been having. If you put out dry molasses or liquid molasses right on the nuts edge, kind of over and over again, it won't kill it right away, but it'll just kind of slowly die away. It'll kill it with kindness. It hates hydrogen peroxide. Nutsedge is a sedge, so it really likes anaerobic kind of wet conditions, and the hydrogen peroxide is a natural oxidizer. That's how it works. So pouring it into the stand of nutsedge will work with pretty well. Cornmeal over and over again functions like a sugar, will help you. But the main thing for you to remember is it's really not hurting a thing in the world in the vegetable garden, except for root crops where it would grow through the bulb, you know, grow through the onion or the beet or something like that. So if you need to get rid of it, give those things a try. Now, what was your other question?
Well, the thing was I've got beets, turnips, onions, and garlic. I do not eat the beets and turnips. I eat the tops, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, it makes good greens.
But you're saying that the onions and the garlic, it's going to affect that?
It'll grow through them is how
hurts
them.
It's a winter. It's a winter onion. I don't have a spring onion.
Well, all I'm saying is that the only thing nutsedge hurts is something that produces underground, and that nutsedge growing through it. If it doesn't do that, it's not hurting a thing in the world to be in the garden.
Okay, I'm going to try this hydrogen peroxide. That seems the easiest at this point. So.
Give it a shot. Let me know how it works for you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in, is it Pace, Florida, Mike?
Hey, Howard. Happy Father's Day and good morning to you.
Yeah, same to you, sir.
Hey, I just started listening to you like a week ago.
Well, thanks.
And really interested. We've been trying to go organic, and we bought, a couple months, I bought some fruit trees. So we got two citrus trees and three fruit trees, and I planted them obviously too low. I was wondering, when should I bring them up to expose to fell air?
When did you plant them?
Like beginning of April.
Okay. If you plant them really too low, I'd probably go ahead and just lift them and plant them at the right height. I don't think that you would disturb the roots all that much if you carefully do it. The other thing, if you don't think they're excessively too deep in the soil, you can just take, create a dish and get down to the flare and leave them where they are. I probably, if I knew that I had set them too low, I'd probably be tempted to go ahead and lift them and set them at the right height.
Okay, now on the citrus trees, I never noticed a flare. It just looked like a straight tree stem and then went right into a root.
Yeah, well, where the roots first start going out from a fruit tree, that will become the flare at that point.
And I would want to go ahead and put that one up at the top, too.
Yeah, put that right at ground grade. And if you have to stake it for a short period of time, planting it that shallowly, do it. Just get the staking off of it as quickly as you can. Normally on a fruit tree, if you look at the stem, there'll be a little dog leg or a swelling down there that'll be above where you see the root starting to grow.
Right, that's
a graft union, and that's usually about 8 inches above the crown of the plant, 6 to 8 inches.
Yeah, I got the graft union about 3 inches above the ground.
Yeah, they're too deep. That's too deep.
Right. Okay, what would you say about propagating a mulberry tree? Can I just take some new growth and put some of your Garrett juice in there and throw it in the ground?
Well, you can propagate any tree from, including trees or any plant, including trees and woody plants with stem cuttings. It's just a matter of timing when you do it. And on mulberry, I've never grown a mulberry from a cutting, but you can. I just don't know what to tell you about when is the best time to do it. And the thing to do when you don't know is just start now and do some cuttings, then do some after it's gone totally dormant in the heat of the middle of the summer. And then if that doesn't work, do some in the fall. And then the best time on a lot of plants, and this is the case on figs and grapes, for example, the ideal best time to do it is late winter at pink bud, when the buds are swelling but they haven't broken yet. And if you do grape and fig and some other woody plants at that time, they will root 100%. You won't lose a one.
Right on. All right. Thank you, sir.
Good luck. Let me know what works for
you.
Let's go to Melanie in DeSoto, Texas. Hi, Melanie.
Hello, Howard. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I've got a backyard that's chain link, and I've got St. Augustine grass in the backyard. Outside of the backyard, on the east and the west side, there's Bermuda grass. And I can't walk on Bermuda grass because of the chiggers. And I've got a bunch of wild rabbits in the back. And my question is, can I put sulfur? Is it sulfur? On the grass, and would it hurt the rabbits? Because they eat the grass and anything else I may throw out there for them.
Well, we talked about sulfur earlier in the show as far as hurting dogs, and I don't think it would be any more harmful to the rabbits than dogs unless they got into a lot of it and ate it, and I doubt they'd do that because it wouldn't taste very good.
Yeah, so it won't hurt even the dogs? Because I've noticed a little patch of Bermuda in the middle of all that St. Augustine, and I was thinking about spraying it with vinegar just to kill it and then let the St. Augustine take over that.
No, that'd be fine.
Okay.
I don't think that dusting, which is what you want to do anyway, dusting lightly with sulfur and then kind of watering it in, I don't think that would hurt the dogs at all, and I don't think it would hurt the bunnies.
Oh, well, good, because I've got a lot of bunnies out here. Also, too, do chiggers bother dogs? I mean, I've noticed that my dog keeps scratching at his paws, on his paws.
They could, and there's another little beast that I mentioned earlier that sometimes people...
that chicken thing?
Yeah, the chicken mite. That would affect a dog or another an animal in general as well.
Uh-huh.
And if that's the case, spraying with one of the essential oils like Essentria, having somebody do it for you, you can buy the product and do it yourself, might be a good thing to do in addition to the sulfur.
Oh, great. Okay, because do you ever have a problem with chiggers biting you? Or what?
Oh, I have in the past. I haven't had that situation in quite a while. We've got so much biodiversity at our place at home now, it's we don't have a whole lot of pests. I've got a new little device. In fact, I was going to talk about that today that I'm testing that's a mosquito control device, but it catches a whole lot of bugs. I'll talk about that before I leave today.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I will try this sulfur and see if that works.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Let's go to where? Mary in Dallas next. Hi, Mary.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. I have a lot of garden phlocks in my backyard, and in the past I have gotten mildew on it a little late in the season, but this year, because we've had so much rain, I think I started getting mildew on them early, even before they started blooming. They're blooming now, but lots of mildew, and I have used carrot juice, baking soda, sulfur, peroxide, orange oil, vinegar, everything I can think of. And I still have it.
Okay. Well, let's see what the deal is. We've had some mildew. I've had it pop up on some plants where I've never seen it before from all the rain that we have. But it sounds like you've got a very aggressive form of it for some reason. You said you tried the cornmeal juice and hydrogen peroxide already?
The only thing I haven't, I'm out of cornmeal right now. That's the only thing I haven't tried. I've tried the peroxide. I've tried vinegar, carrot juice. I mixed all that together.
Okay. Well, the commercial product that I might recommend to you besides just using generic hydrogen peroxide is called BioSafe. They've got a product that's in ready-to-use or concentrated form. Either one I think would knock it out. It's hydrogen peroxide is the main ingredient, but it's got a couple other things in it too. Totally organic. It's a really good product. The other thing I do is get some whole ground cornmeal, put it on the surface of the soil around the plants.
Uh-huh.
And then the Garrett juice spray with some cornmeal juice in the spray. Boy, that should have knocked it out. Did you specifically try that?
No, like I said, I've been out of the cornmeal.
Oh, you didn't do corn at all? Yeah, put the corn on the ground, soak some cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water, about a cup per 5 gallons. Strain the solids out, spray that, put the solids on the ground around the plants, and I think you'll get it under control right away.
Good, good. Okay, I have one other question.
Okay.
We've had some signs of termites. And I don't want to have an exterminator come in because I have a lot of respiratory problems. My husband's wondering what we could put out in the ground. Is it nematodes?
Beneficial nematodes are extremely powerful on termites. You can use dried diatomaceous earth, natural diatomaceous earth around the perimeter. And if you do get a pest control company like EcoSafe to come in, just make sure that they, which is about all they do, is use the natural organic techniques, you know, in the walls if necessary and all those kinds of things. The final thing to consider, at least, would be one of the bait station programs. And those are real low toxicity and wouldn't give you a problem. That'd be worth looking into if those other things don't work.
Okay, bait stations, you said?
Yeah, bait stations. They put them in the ground, and they have an attractant that attracts the termites and kills them. And it's not a spray. It's just these stations that are placed in the ground.
Can you purchase those yourself, or do you have to have an exterminator?
I think you can. I think the stores that really are into pest control sell those. The big box stores might even sell them, so you could look into them. But I'd start with the beneficial nematodes and natural diatomaceous earth. If you have to treat in the walls, use boric acid products and things like that.
Okay. Well, now one time I checked on the nematodes at old Sprouting Garden. They didn't have the one for
Okay,
them.
I'm going to have to put you on hold. Got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless.
Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let me see where we are here. Talking off the air and on the air, I forget where I was. Ruth in Fort Worth is next up. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, I'm still trying to grow Japanese maple, and I've had bad luck before, but I've got some that have looked really pretty this spring, but they're starting to get that little brown edge around them, and I don't want to lose any of them.
Well, I tell you, I've got one that has a little bit of that at my place, but all the rest of them are doing great. And I tell you what I did, I wrote a newsletter about this yellowing of leaves caused by different things. Is the last newsletter that we did. And sometimes when you're having that burn like that, especially if you're having it on some plants and not on others, the chances are that that plant was planted and the root ball wasn't hydrated really well when it went in. It's having a little bit of a dry situation right at the base of the plant. You can have the reverse of that too. You can have it staying too wet. So doing the sick tree treatment, pulling the soil away from the base and probing down into the root ball to make sure moisture's getting in the root ball, but that it's not staying too wet, is very important to solve that puzzle. And then when you do this entire sick tree treatment, one of the main ingredients that'll help with this is green sand. Green sand put out at about 40 pounds per thousand square feet, 40 pounds of material per thousand square feet of soil.
Okay, it's in a pot, but
well, just same thing.
Yeah.
Make sure that in the pot. For example, I took some plants the other day out of pots and put some new pentas in there, and I've thought Judy and I've been pretty careful about watering them. They were purple lantana that lived through the year. Well, we had let them get a little bit dry down in the container. You know, we were thinking with all the rain that we had, and then we got into the hot weather, we didn't need to water as much, and we're just a little cavalier and let it get a little bit dry in there. And boy, then they started really not looking as good as they should have looked.
Okay. Okay, well, let me ask you about, I'm still trying to find that, I think it's a white mist flower and some kind of verbena, and I can't find it anywhere. You suggested it was a good, they were good plants.
Well, you're in Fort Worth.
Yes.
Have you checked with, what's the nursery?
Archie's.
Archie's been there forever.
The people that I ask about, it may just been boys working in there, but they didn't, they showed me that little low-growing verbena, you know, little red.
Call and try to get a hold of Rick or the manager over there and see if they'll get those in for you. They're available. They just got to pick up the phone and give somebody a call. They're being grown now quite a bit. Almond, verbena, and white Greg's Mistflower.
Okay. Well, I'll sure do that, and I appreciate all your help.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you about this little test we've been running at the house. We got a company contacted us. They talked to Bob Webster to do the same, too. And he and Roberta and my business partner, Doug, and I are all looking at this device for to help with mosquito control. And it's called a Dynatrap. And it's very compact. It's very easy to put together and set up. It has a little fan and a light in it that attracts the insects, sucks them in to this container at the wire mesh container at the bottom, so you can actually see the insects that are building up in the base of this thing. And it seems to be pretty cool, seems to work pretty well, but I was interested and concerned about, well, will it suck in too many beneficial insects? So I've had the thing running for about a week, I guess, maybe a little over, and I pulled it out and went through the insects, and I took pictures. I'll probably throw them on Facebook and on my website as well. But I looked at exactly what this device was catching, this Dynatrap. The most plentiful insects, well, you can't see mosquitoes in there. I don't know. They probably are destroyed when they get in there because they're so small and delicate. And I'm sure it got a lot of them because Judy and I are getting a lot fewer mosquitoes landing on us since we've been using this thing. So there seems to be something to it. But the insects that you can see in there, number one, click beetles. The beetle that when you touch, they click and pop up in the air and flip and make the clicking noise. Small brown click beetles. That was the most plentiful. The second most plentiful or close to the tie, a very large kind of a golden brown flea beetle, which is pretty cool because that's a pest. It looks like a small June bug is what it looks like. A bunch of them in there. A lot of moths. Moths almost the same percentage as click beetles and flea beetles. Moths of all kinds and colors and sizes, and most of those would be in the pest category. A few stink bugs. There were ants, a lot of ants in there. And then also some beneficials, unfortunately. A few green lacewings, a few honeybees, and a wasp or two. So it looks very promising. Does it suck in some beneficials? Yeah, it does, but I think more pests than beneficials. Well, I've really enjoyed being with you today. Those of you on hold, hang on. I'll help you off the air before I get away from here. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Hope you have a little time to spend out in the garden. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. Take a look at our course, the Natural Organic Certification Course. It's for homeowners and individuals, not just people that are professionals and in the business, but it's also for them as well. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the big button that's right there on the homepage and take a look at a couple of videos that I've done for you. See you next time.